producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Okay, it is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friend Rich McFadden and all the rest of the friends that are tuning in around the country that are listening on the radio and online and TuneIn and Stitcher and all the various. As I was just looking at some of the ways that the Grammys tonight are going to be presented.
Yeah, they're everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Yes, 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 yes. One of the incidents that has been least reported, but I find most interesting because of my fascination with travel, perhaps much than anything else, a Virgin Atlantic Airbus 340, that's the double-decker air traffic control, got a almost a mayday call, so the jetliner was forced to return to Heathrow. There was a laser when the plane took off from London. Laser into the cockpit. It hit the vision of the pilot, and he couldn't see. He was dazed.
Oh, no.
By it. He couldn't control the plane, so the co-pilot decided, you know, I'm going to go across the Atlantic on a plane with only one person in charge. So they turned the plane back around and landed back at Heathrow. It was up over the North Atlantic by the time this had happened, by the time they realized that the vision was obscured by the laser. This is very dangerous stuff. And people laugh at me when I tell them that the downing of the TWA jetliner, which basically destroyed the airline after that, July 1996, 747 taking off from JFK on its way to Athens. No, on its way to Paris. Plane to come in from Athens the day before. Tell me why I remember that. I don't. The laser shot up into the plane. And I've maintained that that was what happened all along when they were first starting to stir around with these things. They never disclosed. The FBI never disclosed what actually brought the plane down.
I mean, you're talking about a laser that blew the plane out of the sky versus a laser that is like a pen laser that blinded
still,
the guy momentarily, right?
The fact that they're there, Richie, this is what has emerged as a problem for me. The fact that they're there, it's kind of like drones. I saw my first drone yesterday, by the way.
You did? How did you avoid it for so long?
I don't know.
I got two. Come to my house.
Yeah. I was visiting a friend who was visiting a friend up in the Hollywood Hills. My God, just as an aside, what a magnificent place. This guy built this house into the side of the hill. Jimmy Kimmel lives on his left. Candace Bergen lives on his right. It took them 5 years to build this house. The kind of houses that are up there, you wind around. It's like a goat path, like you were driving in England. Just one lane. You go up to these houses that are on the top of the Hollywood Hills. Magnificent. It was a night I couldn't really see anything. I probably should post the pictures that were taken the next morning from the top of the hill. But just a magnificent array of ingenious building. How this thing...
What people with more money than sense
right,
do
exactly.
with their money.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty much it. Right.
You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll take all this money that I've got and dig a hole into the side of a rock and put a house there.
Yep, yep.
Great idea.
Yeah, oh yeah, terrific. Anyway, so why did I get off on that tangent? I was thinking about something and now I've lost why I went there in the first place.
Morons with money.
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, okay.
No, this guy was a wonderful guy. I had
a neat guy.
Neat guy. But no, there was a reason. I went there. It didn't have anything to do with the weather. Where the heck was I going? Well, anyway, it provided me an anecdote
I love your conversations,
I'm just trying to remember what the heck, why I went there in the first place. I was on going down, and you distracted me a little bit.
That shiny penny moment, sorry.
No. All right, so speaking of that, we've had a lot of conversation this weekend about the presidential debate and the passing of Justice Scalia. I think we've been around that enough. So we all know what's on this side. We all know what's on that side. And maybe we've had enough to a point of the debates. Tomorrow is the South Carolina primary there. Lots of yak about that through the week. One thing that came out of the debate on Saturday that I think is worth mentioning for those of you who have a problem like me with Donald Trump and some of the things that he says, making fun of other people bothers me about him. His almost like a high school, like a schoolboy with his comments. Like he does, what do they have? What's that condition where you can't keep quiet?
Tourette's.
Is that Tourette's?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, he promised during the debate that he would not use profanity anymore.
One of the profanities that I got credited with using that I didn't use was a very bad word 2 weeks ago that I never used. I said, you. And everybody said, oh, he didn't say anything wrong. But you bleeped it. So everyone thinks I said the word. I didn't say anything. I never said the word. It is very unfair, that criticism. Now, I will say this. With all of that being said, I have said I will not do it at all. Because if I say a word that's a little bit off color, a little bit, it ends up being a headline. I will not do it again. I was a very good student at a great school. Not using, by the way, not using profanity is very easy.
All right, enough time on that. Let's go next.
I don't know. The one he used, he shouldn't have used.
Well, the P word, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that does, he said something that was very interesting. I went to a very good school. I have very good vocabulary. My language is good. I don't need to use profanity. That's one of the things that I learned. And I have been, as Richie will tell you, I've had my vulgar moments. And there was a time for a number of years that I was very vulgar. And people say, well, you don't do that on the air. Well, I'm conscious of what I'm saying, hopefully, most of the time on the air, although you couldn't prove it from what I just said because I couldn't remember why I told the story about the guy up in the Hollywood Hills. But in terms of how we use our language, we have a wonderful language. English is a beautiful language. It's structured strangely. I was an English teacher, both on the high school and college level, for 4 years, and I was an English major. I understood the beauty of the language. I was fascinated by the etymology of words, where they come from, how do we come up. It's kind of like the fascination I have with where do we come from? Where do our languages come from? How is it that every country has a different language? How did that develop? What's going on in our brain? I mean, isn't that fascinating?
It is.
To think about that. And how the beauty of this language requires that we respect it. And when we're vulgar, and I say this about myself, there's no reason for it. Meredith has been more of an impact on me than anybody else because she's very refined.
Sometimes you just can't get the punctuation.
No, you get into it, and a good F
is once
in a while.
That's where you get stuck.
Yeah, when I'm after you, the F word is
pretty. Right, yeah. No, that's right.
Yeah, it's right.
When it's you and me.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have to be.
Let it fly. Anybody.
Yeah. So I say that because I am disappointed in Trump for being as bold as he is. Maybe it's a good thing because it does help shake people up, but I don't know. I just think he can make his point.
You know, he's in a weird place. It's hard to try and be the non-politically correct. People are really struck and like the fact that he's not talking as politely and backhanded as all other politicians do.
Yeah.
All other politicians feed you this garbage, and it's very proper, but you know they're lying to you. They're not honest with you.
They
take his crudeness as being honest and speaking from the hip. Mm-hmm. And he's stuck in a place. How far does that line go before I am considered crude? And it's a tough place.
Yeah, it is. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chamonix is extended their amazing Valentine's Day sale for a limited time. Call right now, 800-543-9262, and double your order. Order Genucel, the treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes, and you'll simply get double your order, 800-543-9262. You pay for one, you get two orders. So that's 6 months of Genucel, the all-natural treatment. Comes from stem cell therapy. They worked on apples and apple seeds to come up with the peptides to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Sucks the water. It's not a serum. It's not oily, watery. It just is something that when you apply it, you can almost feel it going to work. and it gets at the water, which is collected under your eyes. That's what it is. That's what causes the bags and puffiness. So, no odor to this, no smell, no petroleum byproducts, no pharmaceutical preservatives. It's straight from the research. 800-543-9262. You got nothing to lose except the bags of puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Backed by the best customer service and best guarantee in the business. 800-543-9262. Call in the next 20 minutes and you get double the order. Getting rid of the bags and the puffiness will be a pleasure, and you'll see the results almost immediately. 800-543-9262 right now while supplies last. This is a great product. Get it. Double your order of Genucel. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
19 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Two very different interviews making news this week as the week begins. Ellen DeGeneres speaking with the president, where he talks about how he feels his oldest daughter, you know, is going off to college.
Malia is going off to college. That's got to be...
That's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's got
to
be...
Look, as Michelle reminds me, our job is to prepare them not to need us. And both my daughters are wonderful people, and Malia is more than ready to leave. But I'm not ready for her to leave. And yeah, I was asked if I would speak at her graduation. I said, absolutely not. Because I'm going to be sitting there with dark glasses, sobbing. Yeah, she's one of my best friends. And it's going to be hard for me not to have her around all the time. But she's ready to go. You can tell when she's just a really smart, capable person. And she's ready to make her own way.
The other interview that has made news is the Susan Klebold interview with Diane Sawyer, talking about the huge guilt she feels, the self-loathing she feels when she thinks about her 17-year-old son and the actions that he took at Columbine High School. The interview comes as a result of her writing a book about her son and the experience that they went through as parents. And it just, there's a disconnect here someplace. I don't know where it is, but 21 after the hour and Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Happy Valentine's Day. So from that, we go to the opposite. Today, Love Stinks may be appropriate because it's Single Awareness Day. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Day after has become known as Single Awareness Day. But let's just go back to the wonderful feelings. Actually, Richie, I have we posted yesterday on my Facebook page the fruit thing from Incredible Edibles that Meredith sent me, all kinds of chocolate, strawberries, and fruit, pineapple, grapes. I ate it all. Now I'm going to send you a picture of all that's left from it. But that was the nicest thing, is to get something from somebody that you love that says they love you. And maybe it's corny, but it still is swell. It's sweet, and it's, you know, I don't mean to sort of start a rhubarb here, but you know that much of the Islamic world doesn't approve of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is celebrated all around the world, but there was a big to-do in India and Burma and a couple of other countries where the clerics there said no celebrate. Matter of fact, in Pakistan, I think it was Pakistan, there was an edict that forbid the people in the country from doing anything to celebrate Valentine's Day, and most of the residents in these countries just ignored it.
I was about to pound on them a little bit. Yeah. But then I'm thinking, I hate Hallmark holidays just as much
as... This is really taking it a whole lot.
You know, Valentine's Day, what's bad about it, right? Nothing good. Yeah. It's all about love and everything, except for the people who are celebrating, what is the name of the day? Single Awareness Day?
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah, Valentine's Day sucks for those people.
Right.
But, you know, Hallmark holidays, the Mother's Day, the Grandfather's Day, your first cousin's day.
$2 billion spent this year on Valentine's Day. Here's Taylor from the YouTube channel Life Through a Lens, offering an explanation of today, Singles Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day, also abbreviated SAD, is a humorous holiday and serves as an alternative to Valentine's Day for people who are single, that is, not involved in a romantic relationship. Some people who observe SAD do so out of spite for Valentine's Day, as a Hallmark holiday, or for some other reason. On Singles Awareness Day, single people gather to celebrate or to commiserate in their single status. Some want to remind romantic couples that they don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate life.
Uh-huh. All right, here's a sketch comedy group called the Cherry Bombs that offers a take on today, Singles Awareness Day.
Millions of singles will get to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want.
Jealous?
It's what we call Singles Awareness Day.
Sad.
Being single is the best.
You don't think it's true, do you?
You're so cute.
Think about it.
You can watch The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones whenever we want, and no one will be mad at us because we didn't wait for them.
We can eat Fruit Loops out of the box for dinner.
And not starve while waiting for someone to post their food porn on Instagram.
Study show that couples gain weight after getting serious.
No painful visits to the spa to wax our backs.
Come on, admit it. We've got it good.
Seriously, we don't have to watch 5 Jason Statham movies just so someone will watch Girls with us.
And the next time we want to have a girls'
boys, dude, me.
Night out, we just do it.
And if we want to stay out later because, damn, those Neatos are delish.
I'm so sincere.
Then we can.
We can play Call of Duty until 4 a.m. and sleep until noon.
Sleep. No one's snoring to wake us up.
So the next time you're about to say you'll find him when you aren't looking, don't.
Maybe we don't want to find the one.
Yet.
Or when you want to say you're too picky. Just take a look at the person lying in bed next to you.
The one wearing the night guard and the Nickelback shirt.
Don't bother.
We're doing just fine on our own.
More than fine.
Poor Let's Nickelback. Be honest. On Valentine's Day, you wish you were us.
All right. So there's a group called Anthem Lights that's posted this mostly a cappella medley, Richie, in honor of Single Awareness Day. Let's spend a couple of minutes listening to this. This is
all the single ladies,
as clever as anything to apply to this.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can't afford a Ferrari. But that don't mean I can't get you there. I guess you're an Xbox. I'm more an Atari. The way you play your game ain't fair. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see that he won it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. In the night, I hear him talk. Coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so hard that it's me.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, who spent more on Valentine's Day? A, he did. B, she did. C, we spent the same. D, we didn't spend anything. E, I haven't spent anything yet. So, tell us what you did for Valentine's Day. This is a good group, the Anthem Lights. Very nicely done. Single Awareness Day, celebrating it here on Good Day at 29 past the hour.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric SCPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 and 2015 Honda model years. See dealer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, my friends. You're my friends. We're all friends holding down Fort. This happened in 31 days. We have had a rough year. If you're an investor, the year is just getting started, some people say. S&P 500 index down 10% since the first of the year, erasing about $2 trillion in value for investors. Let's see here. On average, investors have lost collective $57 billion per trading day. That's without sure. But the other side of it is that it happens this way. And if you are a smart trader, you'll do one of two things. You'll leave it there because you have long-term goals.
Yep.
Or if you're smart and you understand how the system works, then you buy when the market is down. That's just the way this all the cycle works. And for the news media to be clobbering us every day, these foolish people that listen to this stuff, and even more foolish, the airwaves, it's been good for the radio business, Richie, because there have been more and more spots, more and more advertising done by yeah. people who are running these services, the investment services. Okay, come to us. We'll protect your portfolio. Don't be with all the hundreds of thousands of people that are losing every day. We'll fix it for you. Roberta, don't you manage your own? It seemed to me you and I have talked about this before. Don't you kind of manage your own money?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And so what do you think when there are circumstances as they are presented now, when people are, certain people are trying to get everybody worked up about what's happening to their 401k or other investments, your retirement, do you get all worked up or you just leave things, or do you take this opportunity to buy things if you're shrewd?
I kind of take all of it with a grain of salt because I've often wondered how much of the market and just the whole monetary system is manipulated.
Yes.
Just fraudulently, basically, yep. to make some people a lot of money and, you know, and affect other people negatively. So whenever this happens, I just kind of look at it and go, yeah, whatever. You know, unless there is something catastrophic that has happened in the world that could potentially affect the markets. But you really mm-hmm. don't see that anymore because no. everything is so diversified. So I just kind of take it with a grain of salt. And if, the one thing I'm really kicking myself about was I think it was in 2000. 2006 when the whole is to, or 2007 when the whole banking system went crazy, and Citibank went down to one, and that's what I'm kicking myself
about.
Oh
my God!
Yeah. All these years later, darn, I should have bought Citibank at one.
Yeah, but in hindsight, you know,
you know,
But do you think about that? I think about that when I look at some of the radio stock, because it's my business. I've always, when I had money to invest, I always tried to keep it in things that I knew something about. And the radio world is one of them. And, you know, you can, the problem with it now is the radio world is so bad. The only way you make money is to short it. And I think that's so negative, I just can't bring myself around to doing that. But there are other ways that people, just calm down, everybody. Just calm down.
If you react to everything, unless you're a professional trader, if you react to everything, you're really not going to be terribly successful. And if you put your money only in the stock market, that's not a good idea either.
No. So one of the things you said there that was very poignant is something that I said and have said and have said and have said, that this circumstance is manipulation. These people, they rig it so that the that people like you will sell off. And they'll be able to buy stuff at much less. It's just a cycle, and the cycle is always in favor of those who have the money to begin with. This is where the people like Bernie Sanders make their point, and it is, in this circumstance, is a good point. It's a relevant point, although it doesn't get separated from some of the other legitimacies of people who make money. But those who do manipulate the stock market, who do create these circumstances where the some of the big investment houses are selling off stuff, and it's your stuff they're selling. They're not selling their own. They're selling your stuff. And they say, oh, my God, you got to sell now. And then they go in and buy up because they know what's going on a day or two ahead of time. It's classic. It really is.
There's two movies that you should watch, Doug. And everybody should, you know, try to get these movies and watch them. One is The Big Short.
Big Short's a great movie. Very
absolutely
instructive. Yep.
And there's another one called 99 Homes.
I haven't seen that one.
Which is about the whole real estate foreclosure market and how people manipulated that for their own gain.
Yep.
It's quite an interesting movie, and actually was up for a couple of awards.
But look at what that look at the impact of that, Roberta, and what happened to our country in 2008. A lot of people, I mean, I have hung a lot of stuff that I believe deserves to be hung on this administration. But what happened in 2008 wasn't their fault. They didn't do that. The seeds of that were, well, as the movie The Big Short points out, the seeds of that were well planted in 2005, 2006, 2007. So it was just
regulation of the banking industry.
Yeah, it just everything fell apart.
When you deregulate things, greed takes hold, and when greed takes hold, it's the little person who loses.
Yeah, right. Under the circumstances, always the way that it goes. Yeah. All right, I want to, speaking of that, there's common sense involved in that. There's a common sense story that many of you have probably not heard. The people at Lockheed Martin that make many of the missiles that we use, that we put warheads on, they sell their missiles to NATO countries, we use them here all over the place. So there were training sessions scheduled in Spain last week, and Lockheed Martin sent dummy missiles over there for them to use. Do you believe that they ship these things on commercial airliners? They put these missiles in the belly of a commercial airliner flying from...
But wait, you said they were dummy missiles.
Yeah, they can be used. I mean, in this circumstance, there was no warhead, but it was something that could have been used in the training.
No explosives, but if it was stolen, they could have been armed.
Right. So they sent it over to Spain on an Air France jet, and after it appears that they didn't need it or they didn't use it, so they put it back on an Air France jet to send back to Orlando, but they put it on the wrong plane, so it was sent to Havana instead of Orlando.
Raul Castro, thank you.
So part of deal.
I love the United States. Thank
this
you.
Weekend, there was the news media was all over the agreement for opening up air traffic from Miami and Dallas and New York and wherever into Havana. So those flights would start very quickly. Behind the scenes, they were negotiating to get this weapon system back from the Cubans because the Cubans knew what they had, and they had to pay Lockheed Martin had to give them $65,000 to get the missile away from them. That's how. So,
no,
and I'm thinking,
awesome.
Who's on a plane riding from Paris to Havana, thinking, oh, there's a missile? And how many of us, when we especially get on a heavy jet, a 767, a 777, 747, something like that, that has big cargo holds that do international carriage? I mean, who the heck knows what's underneath there? All kinds of stuff. There's animals usually. You have no idea how many animals, horses get transported that way. There's a big business and all of that. Yeah, of course. So I just thought that you would find a reflection on that really crazy. All right, speaking of reflection, by the way, thanks to the person who called. Those of you who were listening last half hour, and I lost my train of thought. Got lost thinking about this house that I visited
Doug was playing pinball talk show host and talking about this, then that, then this, then that. Right. Forgot what that was.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because we were talking about drones. And I had never seen a drone before, and in this guy's basement, he had a drone. And we were trying to figure out how it worked. He didn't know how it worked, and I was looking at it, but I'd never seen a drone. I could probably figure it out. But the reason I brought it up is because the way his house was pitched in the hills, he could just put it out on the balcony and have it take off and fly all over the Hollywood Hills. It was, but the accessibility and how simple they are to operate and how available they are, it takes me back. And we were talking about that with regard to the laser, the airliner, the pilot who got the laser in his eyes, Richie. And then I started thinking, okay, drones and how that's going to get in the way of commercial aviation. And that's where that conversation. Everybody following me now?
Gotcha.
You got it? Everything's all straight? Perfect. Just in time. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 33.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Think responsibly.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade.
So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
All right, Doug's good day. 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour, Roberta. And Richie and I focus now on these two Atlanta brothers who've been charged in connection with a string of armed jewelry store robberies all across the South. And now, if you're following this on social media, you'll see some new documents today that suggest these two guys trained a 24-year-old woman who was caught on surveillance video and arrested in connection with more robberies. Apparently, her name is Abigail Kemp. She's accused of stealing about $4 million from six different robberies across a couple of southern states in the past 4 or 5 weeks, part of a four-person team. This is a movie in the making. Larry Gilmore and his brother Michael from Atlanta appeared in court on Friday, charged with conspiracy to interfere with commerce. So while they're in jail, they got her out robbing more jewelry stores.
Industrious young guys.
Yes, very industrious fellas. Yeah, there it is. Those of you who are cruisers, Roberta and I have had some nice times together cruising. Royal Caribbean was told yesterday by the feds that they can put the Anthem of the Seas back out. There are two reasons for problems on ships this past week. One of them was a foodborne problem on one of them. The other one, this particular ship I'm talking about, the Anthem of the Seas, was in that huge storm in the Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
There were 40-foot waves pushing this thing. Can you imagine being out on something like that? And the just they were all confined to their rooms. You go out on the you know, any place on the deck, and you'd get washed over. It would be horrible. Yeah. But all those people, there were like 2,400 people on these. I was in the San Pedro yesterday, which is down Long Beach, and I'm continuing now to be fascinated by the size of these new ships. There was one in port.
Monstrous.
Down there. Was like a city. Huge. Huge. Or Donald Trump says huge. I can't get this straight. Is it Bernie Sanders who is Jewish? That's how Jewish people say huge, right, Roberta? Huge.
Huge.
Huge. I don't know why I necessarily said
that. Jewish people say huge.
New Yorkers?
Bernie Sanders says huge.
Huge.
They made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. That's why it's in your mind.
Yeah, it is in my mind. Yeah, exactly.
Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge.
One of the other things that has people occupied in thought is this book by Sue Klebold. And the admission from her that she ought to have done a better job understanding what was going on with her son when he shot up Columbine in 1999. Here's a would-be shooter that called into a program grateful that he was caught beforehand.
For the love of God, reach out and talk to someone. It could be your parents. It could be the school guidance counselor. If I can say something tonight, no matter how small it is, to maybe help even one person who went through something similar to what I was going through, then I guess it'd all be worth it.
This was interesting. This was a depressed kid who in high school had plans of doing something
like that. Yeah.
And somebody turned him in, and he realized after the fact, thank God I got caught.
Mm-hmm. Here's a student named Casey Johnson, who was a survivor of the Columbine shooting. She now has children of her own.
So every time I drive up to the school and drop them off, I'm, you know, saying a prayer over the school and over my kids. And every single day I pick them up, I'm thankful to be bringing them home. Mm-hmm. It's a real choice and battle for me to let them out the door to go to school. If I got to say something about Columbine, it would be that the good has won.
Mm. Well, but you still, there's still that, whatever that infection is that people have for, again, the benefit of people who wonder why there's so much attention on this now. Ms. Klebold has written a book about her experience, about her son, about her family. She's selling it now. She's promoting it. And the proceeds will go to mental health organizations. That's a place we ought to be spending a lot more money than we do, frankly. 51 after on Good Day.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian ages, Mexican bandits, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, and Methodists!
Could you repeat that, sir?
A blazing saddle.
What a wonderful movie.
Fun.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Harvey Korman would have been 89 today.
Oh.
My mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
Blazing Saddles theme, sung by Frankie Lane. He was perfect for this. Mel Brooks called him up and said, you've done all these great westerns, the themes for all these great westerns over the years. Can you do something with this movie? And Frankie Lane, who's a very straight-laced guy, said, what do you mean, sir? And so Mel had to explain the movie and what it was all about. And he didn't create the lyrics. He didn't, you know, Frankie Lane just sang the song, but it took Mel Brooks to call him and convince him to do it. I remember hearing that story from actually Frankie Lane, who still is alive. I think he's like 95, 96. But his voice was so pronounced, and he was great. He said all of these themes of these great westerns he did, and so Mel Brooks thought it would be perfect. He was, actually, because they gave it some people said, oh, this must be a credible movie. Yeah. Right.
Bought my wife the Mel Brooks box set for Christmas.
Really?
And that was her favorite gift she got for Christmas.
My God, I wish somebody would do that for me. I'd love to have
that. I can send you that. If you figure out how to use your DVD player, I'll send it to you.
Fun. All right. We're at 56 minutes past the hour in a moment. We're going to go through the box office totals. I'm going to give you my review of that disgusting movie, Deadpool. What a piece of crap. Coming up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts.
Mm.
And they're only $2.99. Thank you.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
All right, let's go through the top 10. At number 10 this past weekend, The Boy took in $2 million way down from the week before. Ride Along $4 million down 10, but the total on that's $82 million. So they, on a budget of $40 million, they'll be making another one of those. The Choice was number 8, $5.5 million. That's not doing much. I don't see.
Star Wars.
Look at this. $6 million.
$914 million domestically.
Good. Yeah. This is just domestic numbers. Hail Caesar. I was going to see that and I didn't. It took in $21 million.
You wouldn't like it. It's stupid.
Is it?
No, yeah, I love. But
Clooney,
you know.
Right. The Revenant was in number 5, taking in $6.9 million, $159 million so far. Zoolander 2, obnoxious, ridiculous foolishness, $15 million, number 4. How to Be Single, number 3, $18 million. Kung Fu Panda, number 2, $19 million. And can you believe this? Deadpool took in $135 million.
Give us your unbiased opinion of what you thought.
Disgusting waste of time that I've been involved in for months. Good God.
Thank you for that.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.